This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Hey from the Riddle Riddle, a weekly podcast from the magical land of puzzles and riddles. My name is Adol Rafai, and here's a little bit about what's going on. About 10 months ago, I fell into a portal behind a riddle and ended up in the magical land.
Keep going.
Huh?
Keep going. No, keep going. It's good.
Am I going to get in trouble?
I can't imagine so. Make it different enough.
Co-hosts, JPC, a local fuckwad.
A talking fuckwad.
JPC.
Yes.
Do a catchphrase.
What comes up with that?
And a magical old woman.
Sleepy witch.
I am Erin Keefe, a witch, sleepy old witch of the Dungeons. I live in
a bunch of names.
The improv people call me sleepy and overrated. The JPC people tell me I don't talk into the microphone good enough. The adult people call me awesome.
Yeah.
He did a thumbs down and I ignored him.
And we're here at this table to do puzzles and riddles. That's pretty fun, right?
That's great. Yeah. Now we will.
Aaron?
I got a CNN update on my phone. Let's see what it is.
Okay, what was the CNN update?
We'll see what it is.
What was the CNN update?
Oh, it's about the plane crash.
Oh. Aaron.
So if you're listening on a plane, be careful.
Oh my god! That went from worst to awful.
I'm so sorry.
If you're listening on a plane, be careful. Which also implies that you could stop plane crashes.
Oh no!
That's like Smokey the Bear times 10.
I panicked.
You could prevent plane crashes by being very careful on a plane.
Do-do-do. Where were you on that one, Smokey? I can't. Are you trying? I really am.
Oh no! Plane crashes are bad.
Plane crashes are bad. Puzzles. Even worse.
Yeah.
We have a very special episode today.
What?
Are you?
Is it because of the intro?
It's because of the intro. So I do this other podcast. I thought I could boost some of its numbers.
Sibling Peculiar.
It's called Siblings Peculiar, and it's me and my sissy. And we have a special episode today because I'm going to present for you all some steaks. I feel like a lot of times we complain about...
I'm a vegetarian. I can't eat that.
Okay, well, it's going to be chicken then. You can eat chicken, right?
My grandma gets that wrong all the time. You're like, you're a vegetarian. That means you can eat chicken? And it's like, no.
No. So I feel like a lot of times we don't take the puzzle seriously. We're not trying to solve them as hard as we could.
That's mostly KJ though, right?
That's mostly KJ because they just like lay down and then they, you know, they put cucumber on their eye. They're getting a double middle finger. But I want to add some stakes to the riddle.
Okay.
So what I've created here is a game show. This could be the first time and last time. This could be the first of many. But this is a game show where I, Adol Rafai, will be giving out my own money to the winner betwixt the two of you.
What now, are we talking about money-wise?
Now, hold on. I've Aaron, just so you know, I've received some of these Adol bucks, and they're only good at the Adol store. And I will tell you.
But there is a genius bar.
The Adol store has some items that you want, but they're all very expensive.
If you walk in and it's just Adol with a fake mustache and an apron. And welcome!
And it's only an apron.
Yeah. Can I get you an iPad?
An iPad?
Okay,
iPad's very good.
What are we talking money-wise?
Yes.
Okay, we're talking a $100.
What?
That?
Are you serious?
That is money. that will literally change my life.
JBC has more money than me. I want everyone to hope I win.
Well, yes, I do have more money than you, but also I have a very sick son, and I've told him what your $100 comes in, I'll get you the medicine.
Your son is long dead.
I tried to tell you. He was 6 years old. He's a very sick son, and he died.
He's a very sick son, Joey on Blossom.
Oh, my God. So whoever wins, JBC or I, get 100 American
Adelbucks.
Let me say this. There's 100 American Adelbucks up for grabs.
Okay.
You may not win all 100, but there's $100 up for grabs. Let me do my intro for the game show.
Okay.
Ideally, somebody makes this into a great game show song, but we may never hear that. Here we go. This is called Money, 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 Puzzies, Puzzies, Puzzies. It pays to be right. Adlerify's Hundy Dolly giveaway based on the book Adeltude, My Life in Riddies and Puzzies. Uncle Adel writes a check.
Money, 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 puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right. Adlerify's Hundy Dolly giveaway.
Adlerify's Hundy Dolly giveaway.
Based on the book Adeltude, My Life in Riddies and Puzzies. Uncle Adel writes a check.
Okay, now are you accepting notes on the title?
Yeah. Do you have any feedback?
I love it.
I don't want to do any funny business in this episode. I don't want to be funny. I don't want scenes. I don't want anything.
I might call for scenes to help save me some money, but we'll see.
I've never been more serious about riddles.
You might call for scenes to help save you some money? Yeah. So you're just going to pull our strings like the little puppet master.
Many, many, many. Many, many, many.
So here's what we'll say. So I have these questions. Whoever gets them right is going to keep the card. And at the end of the game, whoever has the most cards will win a Hundy Dollies. Now, there can be some penalty points where you might lose some of the money. And also, I will say you can also earn money during the improv scenes because finally, finally, you can win in an improv.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so an improv, when we do a scene, if I call a scene for the two of you, I will declare a winner and they might get extra points or extra money based on how well they do in the scene. So you can win at improv. I want to stress that for anybody who's out there studying improv, you can and should win at improv. Your scene partner is someone to be beat.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
Do we win if we do proper yes and, or do we win if we play like you and we do a lot of puns?
Ooh, Aaron just lost $10.
No!
Wow, that's a really silly question, Aaron. I can't believe you lost the 10. But
oh,
Adam,
my God.
Just
great
roll. Oh,
great
$20.
But do you know what I mean? Like, how do I win the improv scenes?
It's gonna differ case by case. So
okay.
if a certain line you say amuses me, you might win the scene. If you do good character work, you might win the scene. It's all I can't say. There's no hard and fast rule.
What about your funny voice? How many points did that get me?
Holy shit, JPC, you are walking away with this game.
Sounds like it's gonna be pretty subjective.
KJ's covering their eyes.
And this is fun. And Adel, I love this spin. And just to be clear, every episode that I've hosted, you've all had the potential to win $100, and you haven't.
What?
I know I didn't explain the rules to you on the show, but the potential has been there the entire time.
Let's get the show on the road.
Okay. So here's what I'll say. I have these questions. That's the main bulk of the show. It's gonna be these questions. I want to let you know that you each also have two of these. I'm going to write one and two next to your names. You each have two opportunities to, while I'm reading the card, you can say, I listen to my co-hosts. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you say the phrase, I listen to my co-hosts, I'm going to ask you a question about one of your co-hosts. If you get it right, you get to answer that card without the other person being able to chime in.
Wow.
If you get it wrong, they get the card and the money attached to it.
Got it.
So you're only allowed to do that twice.
You each have two of those.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is so fun.
I'm going to use them both.
I'm going to use mine. Okay. I'm just interested. And where did this trivia come from? Real life or show?
What's up?
The trivia about our co-host.
Real life or the show? Do you think we're playing characters?
What is happening here?
So wait,
no, but like stuff
we
know about each other in real life or stuff that we learn that the listeners also know about us?
Could be either.
Cool.
We'll see.
I love it.
Okay.
You each also have one of these. So you each have two. I listen to my co-hosts.
Okay.
Repeat that back to me.
We each have two. I listen to my co-host. Repeat that back to me.
See? JPC is listening. The other thing you have.
Perfect recall.
The other thing you have is called full anal penetration.
Uh-huh.
If you say full anal penetration, you immediately screw the other person. They have to answer two cards in a row. And if they don't get it right, they lose money.
Gotcha. That's a Jeff Goldblum.
That's a Jeff Goldblum story falling in.
Holy crap.
Great.
That sounds exhausting. Can't wait.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules.
I love it.
Before we get into the questions, the first thing I'll say is whoever can repeat back to me the title of this game show as close as possible will win $5. Aaron, you go first.
No one has understood two people more clearly than you understand me and JPC. That is so funny.
Okay.
Welcome to Puzzle Town.
You thought that was the whole title?
I don't know. It was a long title.
Mm-hmm.
Give a
puzzles,
shit.
Puzzles, riddles, money and puzzles.
Okay, JPC.
Waka, waka, waka. My name's Adel. Waka, waka, waka.
Okay.
End scene.
Saying my name and repeating a phrase several times was both a part of it. So, JPC, you win $5.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was money, 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 puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right. Adel Refai's Hundy Dolly giveaway based on the book Adeltude, My Life in Riddies and Puzzies. Uncle Adel writes a check.
Money, 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 puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right. Adel Refai's Hundy Dolly giveaway.
Adel Refai's Hundy Dolly giveaway.
Based on the book Adeltude, My Life in Riddies and Puzzies. Uncle Adel writes a check.
And are you willing to accept some notes on that?
Yeah.
Perfect, don't you?
Oh, my gosh, we're looping back. Okay.
Here we go. Here's the first. I'll give you an example of the type of question, just so you get a feel for it before we get into the actual stakes of it.
Got it. Okay.
So I'm going to say at the top of the question, I'm going to say what the word or answer is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, like, for example, I might say occupation, so you mm-hmm. know that the answer is a occupation. Sometimes I may not give it, but if it's there, I'll give it. So occupation, and then there's four clues for each word or phrase, and they get increasingly easier. So if you think you know it, you're going to say, you're going to puzz in by saying puzz.
Great.
Ring your puzzer. I hate me.
Do you want to say, do you want two more takes on that?
I sat up all night thinking of this. You're going to say puzz. Whoever says puzz first, I will then go to them for the answer just so we're not shouting out answers.
Gotcha.
After each hint, you each get one attempt to answer. You can't just keep yelling over and over and over.
Got it.
Cool. So for example, we say occupation. The first hint is Paul Bunyan. You would say
puzz.
And you would answer
lumberjack.
That is incorrect. JPC, you want to give it a try?
Puzz.
Yep.
Forester.
Nope. Second clue. This is getting a little bit easier. A callous attitude. Paul Bunyan, a callous attitude.
Puzz.
Occupation. Yes.
Rancher.
Nope.
I don't know.
Okay. Third one, getting easier. Corny clues. Paul Bunyan, a callous attitude. Corny clues. Occupation.
Puzz.
Yep.
Farmer.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Last one. If you get this, it's a feat. Paul Bunyan, a callous attitude, corny clues. If you get this, it's a feat. Occupation.
Puzz.
Yes. Farmer?
No. Shoe store operator?
Very close.
Okay.
Occupation? Yep.
Puzz?
Podiatrist.
Podiatrist?
It's podiatrist.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The clues are leading you, funneling towards the right answer. Paul Bunyan could be obviously be lumberjack.
Bunyan.
Corn, calluses, it's leading you towards something.
Yes.
Makes sense?
Yes. Oh, okay. Now it makes perfect sense. Okay. And I'm glad we did an example.
Yeah, because that was confusing.
You're so smart and kind.
Love it.
JPC gets an extra dollar. He is up to $6. Great.
If you play the game, you got to play the win.
Here we go. First one.
Yes.
Famous literary work.
Okay.
Much Murder and Mayhem.
I have a question.
This better not be a Fokker thing or you lose all your money. Stopped him dead in his tracks. Much Murder and Mayhem.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have Puzzy's Fokker. Can you puzz me? I'll lose the money because I had to do it. I do have a question.
JPC is back to zero.
If I say puzz and give an answer,
mm-hmm.
Can I say that's my whole answer for that round? I can't say puzz again, or I can't say puzz again until the next round?
Every clue, you can give a new answer.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But I'm going to keep things cooking, so I'm not going to wait for an answer each round.
Got it.
Great.
Cool. Much Murder and Mayhem.
And this is, I'm sorry, this is a
famous literary
famous
work.
Famous literary work.
Oh, boy.
I got it.
Famous literary work.
Did you know that there's a section called I Listen to My Co-Hosts?
Did you just use it?
No. I don't have any. I should have given myself some. Always a bestseller. Much Murder and Mayhem. Always a bestseller. Getting this one should be as easy. Getting this one should be an easy job. Getting this one should be an easy job.
Hmm.
And job, it's open to interpretation how I said that. The Old and the New. Famous literary work. Much Murder and Mayhem. Always a bestseller. Getting this one should be as easy as Job. An easy Job.
Puzz.
Yep.
The Bible.
The Bible. That is correct.
Job.
JPC is back up to $5. Aaron, how are we feeling?
Great. I'm
You're
worried.
Crying blood.
Oh, that's completely unrelated to this.
Okay. I want to see a quick scene.
Uh-huh.
Remember that there is a way to win improv
yes.
in this episode.
By making your partner look great.
JPC, you wrote a book called The Bible. This is the original Bible. It's not a...
not a remake?
Yeah, it's not a remake. It's you wrote the original Bible,
gotcha.
Whatever year that was. And so this is a fiction scene. And Aaron, you're the publisher, and JPC, you're trying to sell her on the Bible.
Okay, I don't have a lot of time, so this pitch meeting's got to go quick.
Okay, so, well, I've been self-publishing actually now for a few years, but I think I'm ready for the mainstream. So we opened on Bethlehem. There's an old man, and he's working at a hotel, and the hotel is all full.
I feel like, I'm sorry, okay. I hate to give notes
right out of the gate. Yeah,
but, like, what if we start with, like, a story about a dude and then, like, a woman who comes from his hip? I just, like, love stories like that. And so, I also like snakes, and I like apples, and I like, so those are, like, things that I like.
I can work with that on the fly.
Okay.
Entry point, exterior day. there is nothing. The earth is nothing. And there's a man. And naked, naked rock.
Okay,
hard
so this
body.
Is a sexy book.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Just you know, and he's just cut, chiseled. He's got the gutter.
Oh yeah.
Knee.
Oh I'm
yeah.
Aware.
Okay. And then he pulls a bone.
How many abs are we talking?
Eight.
Wow.
He's got abs on the back.
Wow.
He's got kidney abs. Holy he pulls God. A bone from his side, plants it on the ground, and pisses on it.
See. JPC won that scene.
Yeah. Is it because I said a guy pulls a bone out and pisses on it?
Probably.
Great. I make JPC look good by laughing.
I'm going to give you $2 for that scene. You're up to $7.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Next one. Mm-hmm. Fictional character. This is a fictional character.
Fictional character.
After mom died, he was adopted by another. Birth name, John Clayton.
Oh, boy.
Fictional character. After mom died, he was adopted by another.
Pause.
Yep.
Harry Potter.
Incorrect.
You never know. I didn't read all the books, and that could have been his name. Okay.
Grew up to be a swinger. After mom died, he was adopted by another. Birth name, John Clayton. Grew up to be a swinger. Fictional character.
No idea.
Fictional character. Pause.
Yep.
This is Vince Vaughn's character from the movie Swingers.
That is correct.
Is it really?
No.
What's the fourth clue?
Fourth and last clue. Dad Lord Greystroke was killed by an ape.
Dad Lord Greystroke was killed by an ape.
Grew up to be a swinger.
Puzz.
Yes.
Is this Charlton Heston?
Nope.
Great.
But you're
circling the
bullseye.
Is this like a Planet of the Apes thing?
No. Aaron... this is also a Disney movie.
Boy, oh boy.
Grew up to be a swinger. Ape swinger.
Puzz.
Mom died. Yes.
Mowgli.
Getting closer.
Jungle Boy.
Getting warmer.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
The boy from Jungle Book.
It's the boy from Jungle Book.
Is that
Tarzan.
Not Mowgli?
It's Tarzan. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take $5 out of the pot.
Okay.
So $95 is up for grabs.
Tarzan Abana.
Nobody got that, so we remove $5.
I think I'm nervous. I think that's what's happening.
Okay. I want to see a scene. Aaron, this is you talking in the mirror just trying to psych yourself up. This scene is only Aaron, but we'll see which Aaron wins.
Yeah, I'll see if I can try to win some money. During the scene? We'll see.
So, Aaron, look in the mirror, confidence. Boost your confidence.
Okay. Look at you. Look at you. Okay. You're still on Hey, Real Riddle. You haven't blown that yet. All right. You got this. You're not at Coast on Magic Tavern. You've never been on Campaign Podcast. But that doesn't mean you're not enough. Okay? JPC and Adult, I mean, they're tall, but they're not that tall. They're not tall enough for you to be that afraid of them, okay? They're really nice. I think they would have your back in a bar fight. You've got this. I love you. Okay, you got it. You look great. Fix your hair.
Excuse me, ma'am, the Foot Locker's closing.
Same.
Yes! Oh.
He got it!
JPC.
He got it, he won.
Stole. No. Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Am I on the board?
It was real sad.
Mm-hmm. Very sad.
But very funny. And also, I want to let you know, I would have your back in a bar fight. I'd be knocked down immediately. Mm-hmm. But I'd have your back.
I think I would probably call the cops as soon as the bar fight started, and then I would act as a character witness in a way that was very favorable to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Would you take a punch from me, though?
Oh, no. No,
would
no,
you
no.
take a punch from me?
Yeah, if you brought me a punch, I would.
Would you serve punch?
Yeah.
I would drink it, yeah.
And then I'd punch you in the face.
Do you guys know Hank Green, the author?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Hank Green told...
Damn it, Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby. Hank Hill. He lives in Montana, and he was telling me that the way... he said like he learned this in Montana, but the way to like avoid a bar fight or win a bar fight is to put your hands up and scream, "I don't want to fight you," and then to punch the person.
That's how or, to win a bar
I think,
fight?
I think it was to punch them and then raise your hands and yell, I don't want to fight you. Because then all the witnesses see you raise your hands and you're not doing anything. And you've yelled, I don't want to fight you. So when the cops come, they know, they think that the other person's
That's some shit.
Which they are. I mean, I think.
Yeah. If I'm in a bar fight, I raise my hands and I say, my dad's a cop. And then that's, you just exit the bar fight.
Aaron, for that scene, which I thought was legit fantastic, I'm going to give you $10.
Whoa.
Because it was you talking to yourself, so and you both won, so you get $10.
Didn't we
JBC,
both lose?
I will give you, for the Foot Locker reference, I will give you a dollar, so you're up to $8.
And Aaron, I'd also like to say, you're very tall.
I know.
Yeah.
And Adele and I aren't especially tall.
I had interesting conversation today. Do you mind if we do a really quick sidebar?
No.
I was talking to...
That's going
to
cost you a quarter per second.
Then I don't want to do it.
Oh, wow. You're already at the money.
This will be, you know, in game shows when they get to know the contestants, this will be that moment.
I had a conversation today where we asked each other, do you look how you feel like on the inside? Do you feel like you match your looks on the inside? And it was just really interesting. The person I talked to was like, yeah, except I think I would, like, I imagined myself having like crazier hair.
How would you ever, have you ever like dyed your hair a crazy color?
Not crazy, but I picture myself as like a kind of shorter blonde woman.
Yeah. And you said if we hit 2,000 patrons for on our Patreon, you said that you would dye it forest green.
Yeah, I'll dye it whatever you want.
And I said if we hit 2,000 patrons, I would go diet? I would go on a Forest Greens diet where I could only eat pine cones from the forest.
And shrimp.
Do you two look how you feel on the inside?
I feel like I don't, because I'm always very happy and content and like genial, but I feel like my face is, my eyebrows furrow, so I think people think I'm always like sad or tired or pissed off.
Yeah.
So I feel like my face betrays my actual inner feeling, which is like, everything's good. I'm happy to see you.
Yeah, I feel like I should be more handsome than I am.
That's not what I said.
Do you feel like Waluigi and Captain Hook on the inside?
The fact that everything is crooked on me is bad.
How about that dick?
Oh, straight as an arrow.
Here we go.
And also barbed with feathers. It's like an arrow.
Yeah.
Arrows are good.
Here we go.
I'm like Legolas down there.
What?
You have a faux hawk? Your pubes are in a faux hawk?
What could that mean? And my axe. All right, I'm ready.
My axe body's right. This is a rock star. Repeat that back to me.
Okay, this is a rock star.
Great. Keyboard player for the
Blues. How well do I know one of my co-hosts?
Great. So I'm going to ask you a question about one of your co-hosts.
Got it.
If you get it right, you have full control of this card.
I figured I had to go for it. Again, okay. I also forget what the other one was.
Name one of Aaron's sisters.
Molly.
Oh.
Aaron, is that correct?
Yeah, this is like a sort of like a win-lose type situation where it feels like he listens to me.
Okay,
but also,
hold on. You have another sister too, though, right?
Mm-hmm, the one that's married to Mitch.
Yeah. All right. Her name is... Fuck.
Another Irish name.
Molly and... It's not Megan, is it?
No.
It's funny because I have another friend from Boston who's got a sister named Megan.
It's funny.
What's her name?
Kathleen.
Kathleen. I think that when I hear Mitch, I just go fucking red with rage.
Of course you do.
And I think I'm sorry, Kathleen. I'm sure you're wonderful.
So JPC, you get all four of these. You don't have to buzz in each time. You can wait till you know it. Here we go. Rockstar, keyboard player for the Bluesology band, backing up Long John Baldry. Reggie Dwight is his real name, from Middlesex, England. Reggie Dwight owns probably the world's most outrageous eyeglasses collection. Benny and the Jets finally said goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Elton John.
The answer is Mick Jagger.
Oh, man.
Answer is Elton John. You get $5.
Oh, it is.
You are up to $13.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have to pee so bad, but I'm afraid I'm going to lose points.
If you go pee, what I'm going to say is that you... if you're back here in 20 seconds...
That's too way too short.
You have to wash your hands.
If you're back here in a minute without washing your hands, and then you shake JPC's hand,
no.
I will give you $10.
I don't want this deal.
Let's make a
deal.
Will
I lose points, though, if I go?
You go, and then we're going to get to know our other contestant, JPC. JPC, how are we doing? Where are you from?
Thank you. I'm from Greensboro Baptist Church.
Okay, you were born in a pew.
I was born in a pew, and the priest said, something stinks. P-U. No, I am from space.
Okay, what planet?
Well, it's actually, I'm from Space Ghost, Coast to Coast, the studio there.
Are you the praying mantis?
I'm Zorak, for sure.
Fun.
No, I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm the middle child of two brothers. That's what I've got, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yes, very nice. Borat.
Anything you want to say about Erin while she's gone?
You know, I'm excited to play with such an exciting player. I think that she's truly a treat, a delight, a challenge, a bit of a mystery. and, you know, I'm excited to see if I can take some money from her.
And how are you doing financially?
I'm doing very well. Very well off.
You're about to get a new place, right?
Yeah, about to get a new place.
Condo? Rent?
Rent. Okay. Yes.
So you're not doing that well.
Well, it's actually financially in this market. The buying prices, the housing market is, you know, sort of a volatile market.
You heard it straight from Budget Spice. Rent, don't own. Erin, what did I say I would give you?
$10.
Okay. That sounds right. So you're up to $20.
Okay, very nice.
Because I felt like that was under a minute.
Yeah, under a minute.
Okay. So there is $33 on the board. Here we go. Next one. This is this word is a grab bag, so it could be anything.
Anything.
What hearts do on a heavy date?
Wait, what hearts do on a heavy date? Got it.
This is what hearts do on a heavy date. A kind of cake. A place going to
buzz.
Puzz.
Pound.
The answer is pound.
I got to know.
$25.
What was that fourth clue?
Fourth clue, most Americans have 10 too many.
That's
friends.
Fat shaming.
And this game was written in England. Here we go. This is another grab bag. A type of pastry. A type of pastry.
Pause.
Yep.
Cake.
Nope.
Hey, you should take every shot you don't miss. Gretzky, baby.
What personal managers hate to see? What a restless sleeper does. An unexpected change of possession in football. A type of pastry. What personnel managers. What restless sleepers do. An unexpected change of possession in football.
KJ knows it.
Last one. Real easy.
Puzz.
Yep. Fumble.
Fumble cake.
It's fumble cake. You
crumble?
Both, here's what I'll say. You both answered the same answer, so you both lose
$2. Oh, tumble? No.
Is it
a crumble?
Crumble, tumble.
Oh, boy. It is not a tumble or a crumble. It is a turnover.
Turnover. Oh, okay. So I was thinking it was a fumble. Does that make sense?
Well, a fumble leads to a turnover.
Yes.
Or it can lead to it. Not always, but it can.
Oh, a turnover in a can.
Mm-hmm. You're both the worst. I want to see a scene where you're both in paint and all kinds of costume and jerseys and hats.
Uh-huh.
You're at a Patriots game.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck is going on.
Okay. What is going on?
Hey, Josh.
Yeah,
you're facing the wrong way.
Okay,
that might be a stat. You're turning. You're looking at
well, this
the crowd.
Is even more confusing.
It's kind of cold.
It's very cold.
Is this hockey?
It could be.
Is this ice hockey?
I don't know. I heard that we were going to an event. Naturally, I assumed it was cats. I dressed up like Mr. Mistopheles. This is all body paint and feathers.
You've never looked better.
Thank you so much. And this is I'm concerned. I'm confused.
It looks to me like this is just all about head injuries.
Yes.
Like giving each other head injuries, like trying to function with a head injury.
Oh, there's a man. Excuse me, sir. Are you selling soup?
I'm not in the scene.
God bless you.
God bless you.
The man sneezed.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, sorry. He sneezed all over the soup.
All right. You know what? Mm-hmm. I think you should run down there.
Okay. Yeah. Just go down there.
Yeah. Just ask them what they're doing.
Okay. Me.
Okay, Gronk, you're going to get it. Yo, what?
Excuse me. Hi, I'm from the audience up here. I'm
the audience?
Yes.
You mean the crowd?
Well, sure. And I came down here to the field and I want to understand what everything is happening and this man here. So, everyone's so tall here.
Yeah, everyone's a professional football
player. Like
that doesn't mean you should be afraid of
him. I feel like Erin Keefe in a Hey, Riddle episode. Everyone's so tall.
Yeah.
So what's the plan here, fellas?
Well, my name is Bill Belichick. Can you show me your feet real quick?
Yeah, here you are.
His cut-off sweatshirt.
I call it my paws. Yeah, that sweatshirt. Did you buy it like this, or was this a dryer accident?
same. I'm going to say you both won that. So, JPC, you get $2 for that scene. Aaron, you also get $2 mostly for making it authentic.
You know what?
Thank you.
For the accent.
And that is the most money I've ever made doing improv. So,
JPC, you're at $13. Aaron, you're at $25, almost double what JPC is.
Lucky number 11.
Okay. And wait, what we're going to do is right now mentioning Lucky Number 11. Of course, that movie is back in theaters. So we're going to hear a quick ad right now from our sponsors. We'll be right back with more.
Addles, game, game, money, 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 puzzle, puzzle, puzzle. Based on the best-selling
book. Based Addles, on the big
guy. Be right back. Lucky Big or Hate Rico Rico.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People
can actually
see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
stop
me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book.
You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heat and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Welcome back to Money, 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 Puzzies, Puzzies, Puzzies. It pays to be right. I don't know if the game show.
Money, 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 puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right. $100 giveaway.
Based on the book Attitude, my life rates in puzzles.
Uncle Adam writes a check.
Fuck me, that's too fast.
How are we doing?
Based
how are we feeling?
Based on the best-selling book,
Sapphire.
Push.
Push. By Salt and Pepper. All right, how are we feeling, folks?
So good.
Okay, Adel, since we're back from break, can we give a quick recap of what the board looks like?
Right now, JPC has $13.
Uh-huh.
Aaron Keefe has $25. And there's currently $95 up for grabbies.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, $95 up for grabs.
What did I
say?
Grand total.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that we got 5 points taken away because we missed an answer.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Uh-oh, what's that? It's the segment in the show where we learn a little more about one of our host's relatives. So, Adel.
Can we get a better sound effect?
Nope.
Wow.
KJ, you leave that in. That's the sound effect.
It's like a porno slowed down.
It's a slowed down porno. Adel, I believe you are going to tell us a little story about one of your uncles.
Yes. My uncle, Yasser, is a cool dude.
Okay. And can you name one of his defining traits?
Owns a restaurant.
Good answer. Good answer. Let's see. Owns a restaurant up on the board.
It's
both right and wrong.
I got two different boards here. Okay. The restaurant one is correct.
Just to recap, JPC has used one of his I Know My Co-Hosts. He has one remaining. Aaron, you have two of those.
I'm excited.
And you both have remaining a full anal penetration.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here we go. Next one. This is an apparel. The word is apparel.
Ah, so a story from the Bible.
Okay. That's incorrect.
Okay. So sorry.
Invented in France, where else, in 1946. Named after the island site of an early U.S. atomic test. Caused a scandal among those of more modest taste. Float on, modest mouse. Plug.
Puzz?
Yes.
Miniskirt?
That is incorrect.
Okay, keep going. Mm.
Do you think there's an island called Miniskirt Island?
No, but there's like the name for it. I forget the name.
You don't want to be upwind of Miniskirt Island. And Aaron.
JPC gets a dollar for that? No. Yeah.
Cuz no. Bikini?
Wait.
Aaron, I'm so sorry. You already gave an answer after that
last
clue.
Oh, sorry.
JPC?
Yes, Puzzbotkini.
It is Puzzbotkini. Let me go grab Puzzbot. It is Bikini. I'm going to give you, JPC, I'm going to give you $4 for that.
Nice.
That brings you up to a healthy 17. Aaron, I'm going to give you $1 for that.
Thank you.
Because you did it, but you played incorrectly. Watch yourself.
Watch yourself, counselor. Watch yourself, Jesus.
I have your back in a fight, but this is a game show and I'm hosting. Watch yourself.
Got it.
This is an... I want to see a quick scene.
Okay.
This is going to be... Aaron, I don't know if you know this. I'm not trying to mansplain to you, but...
But you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
One of the first atomic test sites was on the Bikini Atoll, which is like the Bikini Islands.
Okay.
That's
what's
a scene?
The scene?
That's a scene?
So the scene I want to see is, JPC, you are a naval officer, and you have washed ashore after your shipwreck onto the small island of Miniskirt.
So thirsty.
We got tequila?
I'm sorry?
We have tequila.
I wasn't expecting to see it.
I'm a goddess. Can you believe how'd I look? Look at my legs. Look at my legs.
Okay, yeah.
No. The legs for days.
Yeah.
I do have a rash on them,
yeah,
though. What's your name,
it's
pal?
Red.
Hey, handsome.
My name is Lieutenant Colonel Fred Balzac.
Okay, Fred Balzac. Looks like we're the only two on this island for now.
Oh, for now?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I don't know if things go okay.
You'd like have it... Like I have a child?
I guess so. You said it, not me.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. You said you had tequila?
Yeah, that's all. I learned how to make tequila. Don't have food. Haven't found food yet.
You haven't found food? You're stuck here?
I feel like there's some trees over there that might have some food.
I'm so sorry.
There's definitely a lot of fish here.
You said that you were a goddess?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's... You're just a goddess stuck on this island?
Yeah, I just wanted you to think, like, you washed up ashore, you end up with a goddess. My name's Eileen. And I got dropped out of a helicopter onto this island.
Okay, if I'm being honest, I'm not a lieutenant colonel. I'm actually a naval officer.
And an A-bomb starts to drop on me.
I'm the sergeant of my belly button. Tummy's time.
What is that? Take a look up.
Whoa, that's A-bomb?
Hey.
Scene.
Ooh, I think I'm going to give myself $5.
Yeah.
No. Aaron.
Yes.
I'm going to give you $5 for that scene. You won that scene.
Nice.
JPC,
I'm going to have, I can do this where I can give you $3.
Okay, I'll take
it. If you give me Fred Balzac's middle name and I like it.
Okay, $3 for Fred Balzac's middle name, Ivanka.
Okay.
I like it. I'll Venmo you $3 if Adel doesn't give them
$17.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. I deserve
Aaron, you're
that.
$31.
I'll
JBC,
buy you a copy.
$17. Here we go. Moving on.
Ivanka Balzac.
Fred Ivanka Balzac. Fib. This is an object.
Mm-hmm.
Little changed from those used in China 2,000 years ago. Some are used for fighting, some for fishing.
Puzz.
Yes.
A net.
Are you saying your favorite Mouseketeer? That is incorrect.
Okay.
Puzz, a spear.
That is incorrect. They're all high strung.
Puzz.
Yep.
Fishing pole.
No.
Fuck.
I don't know.
Last clue. Ben Franklin used one during a storm.
Puzz.
Yep. Come on.
A kite.
Yes.
Puzz. Key. Electricity. Puzz.
It is a kite. Aaron, you got
Did they say a weapon?
$5. Some are used for fighting. Have you read The Kite Runner?
Have
so
you?
So they fight kites. Yes. I lived it, my man.
Yes.
Okay. Where it's like two people fly a kite and they try and cut the other kite loose. So it's like they use wire that's fairly sharp.
Oh, got it.
Or durable, and they try and cut the other kite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, it's not a common thing.
It's not ideal.
It's not ideal. Here we go. Let's see a quick scene. This will be the fastest scene.
Okay.
It's two kites fighting.
Got it.
I know you are, but what am I?
A kite?
Same. Same. JBC got $5.
We get more
I set him up.
We get more money for the scenes.
If we've learned anything from this podcast, you don't win by setting up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bump,
I feel like
spike,
I
miss.
Bump.
JPC's up to $22. Aaron, you have 36. Here we go. This is a famous literary work, a fairy tale written in 1697.
I want to do a full anal stop.
Full anal penetration.
Full anal penetration. I want to Goldblum Aaron on this one. So this is
two questions in a row. Okay. And Aaron, if you don't get them, you lose the money.
Okay. All of my money?
No, I wager. I would like to put up. How much money do I have?
You have $22.
I would like to put up 15 of my own dollars.
I thought you were my friend.
I am
your friend. I have your fight.
I'm talking about
fight.
JPC.
Oh. So what do you want to do with this $15?
I don't know.
So here's what we'll say. If you get this right, you win JPC's $15.
Yes.
You get nothing from the bank, but you win JPC's $15. If you lose, JPC gets 15 from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If she loses... And Aaron, you can either give me $15 or you have to eat as much egg salad as I want or as I can fit on a spoon.
I would love to eat as much egg salad as you want.
How many egg salads can you fit
hysterical.
On the needle?
As I can fit on a spoon.
Because I want then you have to watch someone eat egg salad quickly, and that's on you. Go ahead.
So Aaron, you do have to get this
then
right.
I can cancel my Pornhub subscription.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm a little
month.
Bit confused.
Yes.
Do I have to get it right based on the first two clues?
No.
Do you want to do that?
No. I just was confused about how that was worded.
Should we do all four, or should we say top three?
No.
Top three. She doesn't get the last one. It's too easy.
I just was clarifying, and then you made it harder for me.
We're going to make it top three.
Top three is pretty good.
Here we go. This is a famous literary work. Fairy tale written in 1697. In the Grimm Brothers version, Granny survives. Never trust a wolf. Yep.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Shoot.
That was written that long ago?
Yeah.
Are you calling me a liar?
No, I've never known that.
By a German wolf.
It was a wolf in writer's clothing.
Let the grandma live.
I got it. Can I call a scene? And this one, it can live in a bubble and not be judged.
This is highly unorthodox.
Oh, actually, you know what? We already did a Little Red
Who
Riding scene on the show.
Who lives in a bubble will not be judged. Aaron, scene work.
No, we already did a little. Do you remember the on the Brooke Bright episode?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, we did.
Here we go. You have to get both to get all $15. Okay. This is a place. You're going to get three clues. A place. Shrouded in mystery, there are three sides to every story. Limbo of the Lost. Shrouded in mystery, there are three sides to every story. Limbo of the Lost.
Puzz.
Yes.
Purgatory?
Wait. Purgatory. Purgatory was my guess. I fed that to Aaron because I'm
feeling... Is that
feeling,
not right?
Because I'm feeling a little unhinged, but I will let Aaron guess one more time.
Aaron, you get one more. That's very generous. You get one more guess. I can't stress enough. There are three sides to every story. Three sides to every story. Three sides to every story. Also, this answer has three words to it.
Oh, and I'm wrong. I don't know.
Blank, blank, blank.
Oh.
A place?
Shrouded in mystery, there are three sides to every story. Limbo of the Lost?
I don't know.
Okay.
TBC?
Do I get to steal?
No, but just for fun.
It's the Bermuda Triangle.
It's the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh.
JPC wins $15
yes.
from Aaron, bringing Aaron down to 21.
What was the last hint for the
JPC
Bermuda
JPC rockets to $37. What was the last hint? Area of the Atlantic off the southeast USA.
Would
see, that makes it
then.
Sound like purgatory.
Purgatory works for all of those.
Yes, I want to see a true. Scene.
Honestly, seriously, can we at least give me like maybe $1 for the fact that purgatory works for all three of those answers?
Absolutely not.
It's mysterious. Three sides to every story. Heaven, hell, and then purgatory.
That's true. That one it works for.
I'm sorry. This is...
I
not,
just
this
want,
is not Bible school. This is not theology class.
I don't want money credit. I just want friendship credit. That is not an unreasonable answer.
My
everybody.
Favorite part in Jeopardy is when the contestant is like, look, be fair. Be fair. What I said wasn't right, but it was smart.
Okay.
The Da Vinci
okay.
Code fits every stipulation, Alex.
I'm ready.
I want to see a quick scene. Mm-hmm. Aaron, you're going to be Amelia Earhart, and you just got lost. Your plane flew into purgatory.
Okay. Oh boy, the sky looks a little different.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, I'm Amelia Earhart. I fly in an airplane. Who are you?
Oh, my name's Dave. I was a computer programmer who was addicted to internet pornography.
And JBC,
Dave?
Quick sidebar, you get $2 extra if you give me a funny middle and last name.
Yeah, my name is Dave Ivanka Balzac.
Don't give him the point.
Anyway, you're Don't. Dead.
Have I been? Well, what year is it, boy?
No.
And why is one of your arms stronger than the other arm?
I'm 46 years old. I'm not a boy. Well, there is no year here. We're just waiting because what we did was neither good nor bad, and so now we have to wait to get
well,
into heaven.
Well, how did
or
I die?
What's the last thing you remember?
I was in an airplane, but I'd never die in an airplane. I'm Amelia fucking Earhart.
Well, most people die in airplanes.
Is that true?
For sure.
Oh, I'm remembering how we started this episode now, and the guilt is rushing back.
Yeah, so you're dead now, and this is kind of a place where you can kind of wait.
So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
Amelia Earhart
sure.
is in the same place as a man whose middle name is Ivanka,
yeah.
last name is Balzac.
My parents were big Trump fans.
And you
See.
Were...
I'm going to say you split the difference. So, JPC, you get $2.50. You're up to $39.50.
Nice.
Aaron, you were up to $23.50.
I'm going to try to get to $69 and then quit.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. This is going to be a grab bag. A North American bird, the crested grosbeak. Grosbeak?
Mm-hmm.
A North American bird, the crested grosbeak.
I know a little thing about my co-hosts, and I want to prove it.
And just a reminder, Aaron, you have two I Know My Co-Hosts and one Full Anal Penetration.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. JPC, you have one I Know My Co-Hosts.
I Know My Co-Hosts.
Also a new twist, if KJ at any point can mime the answer, KJ gets
$5. Oh, my God. KJ, don't do this. Oh, KJ.
A North American bird, the crested grosbeak. I apologize, I don't know the correct pronunciation.
Hey, JPC did a...
I Know My Co-Host.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I know my co-host, JPC.
Mm-hmm.
You can have full control of this card if you answer this correctly.
Yes.
Within 10 days, not counting the year.
Okay.
What is my birthday?
Okay. Within 10 days, not counting June 6th.
You are correct. It's June 1st.
Yes.
You're within 5 days.
I would have gotten that right on the money.
We
did that birthday episode of Patreon.
I'm so bad with birthdays, but I remember Adel saying that his birthday he was still in school for. No, you were still in school for, Aaron, and mm-hmm. we were enjoying our
You're
summer.
You're reading off your phone.
Yes, thank you.
So you have full control of this card. Here we go. A North American bird, we mentioned that. Namesake mm-hmm. of a sports team. A rich red color. A Catholic church official.
I want to say it's the Redskins, but I shouldn't say that, right?
KJ's
the Cardinals.
You know,
you know in church how they have the Redskins?
It is the Cardinals.
There's a priest, there's the Pope, there's the Redskins. KJ, were you doing a Cardinal?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I couldn't
obviously.
Tell. Okay.
I could tell.
But hold on. I answered the thing to have full control of the card. KJ can't steal if I have full control of the card.
Okay, we'll allow it.
The rules, KJ, decorum.
So you get, you're up to $44.50. We're almost hitting the ceiling of what's available, which is $95.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here we go. Famous person.
Okay.
Pause.
Yeah.
JonBenet Ramsey.
That's correct.
Great.
You lose $4.
Oh, no.
Because that is too soon.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Famous person. Herr Doktor. As in the German Mm-hmm. Hair doctor.
Yeah.
As in a German wolf might say.
Yeah. So a hair doctor, so like a stylist.
Howl wolf. Sex was often on his mind.
Pause.
Yeah.
Sigmund Freud.
It is Sigmund Freud.
Freudian.
I wasn't
slop.
Paying attention, KJ. Did you know it?
He did Hitler and he did cocaine.
They did. What was it? What did you do?
Cocaine.
They did cocaine. I'm going to give KJ $5.
Wait, does Sigmund Freud do a bunch of cocaine?
Probably.
We don't know.
I want to see a scene. Mm-hmm. Aaron, you're Sigmund Freud.
Mm-hmm.
And JPC, you are Sigmund Freud's coke dealer.
Gotcha. Siggy, Siggy, buddy, I can't sell you anymore, man.
I need to have sex with my mom. I'm sorry. Cocaine. I'm sorry. Can I have some cocaine? All right, fine. If you don't have cocaine, what can I have?
Okay, well, I could give you some sex with my dad. I mean, marijuana. I have marijuana.
All right, fine. I don't love smoking. Do you have any sex with my brother? I mean, heroin.
Oh, yes. I can give you heroin. Have you ever done heroin before?
No, I've only had sex with my brother.
Safe. Like that you slipped that in there. So here we go. The tally is JPC $40.50. Aaron has $23.50. KJ is on the board. They have $5.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here we go. A numbering system. That's the clue. A numbering system. Aaron, just a reminder, you have
I know who I am.
Yeah. Okay.
I know who I am.
Introduced in 1963, modified in 1983. 10 major groups numbered from 0 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
The word two, T-O, 029. Furthest east locations begin with zero.
Puzz.
Oh, boy. We tied.
I need you to rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. I always do paper. Just so you know, okay. I always do paper.
Wait. Hey. No.
What's that?
I'm the new way to decide.
Okay.
Just the year. When was I born?
82.
84. Correct.
Fudge.
Oh, JPC's gone. JPC gets
come
a dollar.
On.
JPC gets
sucks.
A dollar.
That sucks so hard. I can't live in a world. I cannot.
Hey, Aaron.
JPC gets a dollar. Aaron gets it right, though.
Aaron?
So, Aaron, you can puzzle in. What's your answer?
I don't know. Latitude and longitude.
Woof.
Whoa.
I don't know. I'm JPC? Kidding. I don't
know. Do a decimal system.
You're both wrong.
Great.
Last clue.
Got it.
Ketchikan, Alaska is 99950.
Puzz.
Puzz.
I think JPC had that.
I want to say zip clothes.
It's zip clothes. That's $5. JPC is up to $46.50.
I deserve my $15 back, and you know it, and I know
it. Hey, you can win it back.
For being a good person.
You can win it back. You just got to play the game.
How are we feeling?
I feel fantastic.
I'm just going to blow this, and I'm going to blow this whole thing up. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we
this
go.
This is a food.
Okay.
Food.
Puzz.
Yeah.
Spaghetti.
Nope.
Damn it.
Not a dog. A food.
Got okay. it. My bad.
Hold the anchovies.
Okay. Puzz.
Yep.
Pizza.
Nope. Beware the Ides of March.
Beware the Ides of March.
Hold the anchovies. Beware the Ides of March.
Okay. Okay.
Oh. Puzz.
KJ's doing something.
Unless Aaron gets it right, KJ gets it.
Caesar salad.
It's a Caesar salad. KJ gets a dollar. Because they were pantomiming. It's hard for me to know just from pantomime.
By the way, KJ did stab in the back, and that's Caesar. Yeah, Utu Breton.
Utu Breton. Zip clothes?
Zip clothes.
Okay.
Aaron, did you have a complaint?
No, I just was going to say, I know I haven't used my things yet, but I want to. I don't know. Okay.
You want to, but what's the problem?
I don't know. I just feel like I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. You having fun?
I'm having a good time.
It's anyone's ball game.
I mean, I really need the money, but...
Here's what I need to decide that I have not decided yet. So there's $95 up for grabs.
Yes.
I feel like just the winner should get the money.
Yes.
And also KJ should get what they're entitled to.
Yeah, only the winner. KJ gets nothing.
But what happens to the loser's money? What should we do? Should we do one final question where... We're, I don't know.
With
Wait,
whatever,
can't everyone just get the money that they earn so whatever, no one goes home crying?
Whatever amount of the loser's money, I should be able to spend that on egg salad, and the loser will have to eat that much egg salad off of one spoon.
I'm going
to
be sick. I'm going to lose because I'm so far behind. Okay.
If anyone can get egg salad and bring it to the live show, I'll take a bite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that?
That's a promise.
Let's do another question.
Here we go. This is a grab bag. This word could be anything.
Okay.
Common marine animal.
I know my co-hosts.
And I listen to them whenever they speak.
Okay.
Okay. Aaron, I'm going to give you a...
I hope it's impossible.
Aaron, I'm going to give you a softball, okay? Because you're down.
No, this is going to be hard.
You've been really upset. What is JPC's real name? Joking. Even if you know, let's not say it. What I want you to do is I want you to tell me who does JPC's dad resemble, according to his classmates?
The Hootie and the Blowfish guy?
That is correct.
Yeah,
what's
Darius,
that guy's?
Darius Rucker. Rucker.
Darius mm-hmm. Rucker.
So, Aaron, this is full control. KJ cannot steal, unfortunately. Here we go. Grab bag. Common marine animal.
Okay.
Another term for a drunk, which I've never heard this phrase, so I don't even know if that's helpful. Something you use to wash the car. A person
sponge?
That is correct. It's the sponge.
Wow. I've never heard that either. But it makes sense. Sponge, drunk sponge.
Alcohol. Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Aaron's up to 33.50. JPC at 46. KJ has $6. Here we go. How we doing?
Great.
Yeah, we are doing great.
Fictional character.
Mm-hmm.
His real father
was.
Oh my God.
That brings us to another point in our show where it is time to hear about one of our host's uncles. Addle, who do you have for us today?
Whew, I'm going to say this is Danny.
Okay, Uncle Danny.
Uncle Danny.
And can we get one defining characteristic about Uncle Danny?
He once threw a Hell's Angel member through his windshield.
Holy crap.
He's a huge dude and he's a badass.
This is a big feature of the show.
This is a fictional character. His real father was a senator.
Pause.
Yep.
Take Kenny, kill that girl.
Ooh. I'll give you one more chance to rephrase it.
Puzz John Kennedy.
I'll give you a chance to rephrase it. Ted Kennedy killed that?
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
his real father was a senator.
KJ was miming squirrel.
Without his glasses, he makes low passes. I hate that clue.
Yep, that's
without his glasses, he makes low passes. His real father was a senator. Produces prose for Perry's paper. Grew up on a farm with step-parents, John and Martha.
John and Martha.
Yeah. Without his glasses.
I'm sorry, is this a fictional character?
This is a fictional character. Without his glasses, he makes low passes, produces prose for Perry's paper, grew up on a farm. KJ just won this answer. It is Superman.
Superman.
KJ is up to $11. They made the typical flight move.
The
flight
Superman
physicality.
Flight, yeah.
Pretty good.
I'm not familiar with Superman or his lore.
I'm ready.
Or his lord?
Or his lord.
There How many
no
more
god but Zed.
Haven't we, isn't all the money somewhere now?
Isn't all the money somewhere now? So JPC has $46.50.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Keefe has $33.50. Well, great. Real quick, whoever does this math gets an extra dollar.
No.
And KJ has $11.
It'd be impossible for me to do this math.
So we have 7.
57
9,
plus 33. 80.
We're up to $91. There's still $4 on the table.
$4 on the
table. So this will be the last card, and it's for $4.
Got it. $4. Okay. Table dollars.
This is an object.
Okay.
Early models use cotton thread.
I listen to my co-hosts when they talk, and I appreciate them.
Aaron, I want you to say it again. I want you to be a little more energetic.
I listen to my co-hosts. I never stop listening to them. I love them.
Aaron, okay.
Mm-hmm.
My sister's name rhymes with the Mexican food.
What Mexican food
Seriously?
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
What Mexican food? Sadia?
Does my sister's name rhyme with?
Sadia? Fajita. I'm joking.
Honestly, I'm going to give it to her.
Yay!
I was thinking of quesadilla, which is less of a rhyme and more of
just it doesn't rhyme.
Aaron, Sadia listens to the show. Is there anything you want to say to her right now?
Thank you for the Miss Piggy mug. I love it, and I drink my coffee out of it often. And also, she's just like one of the most pretty people, like very attractive, which is not any, has nothing to do with her value, but it's just true.
I would love it if Sadia introduced herself to people. And
sorry,
she's
who?
Like, Sadia?
Who?
Quesadilla.
Who?
Fajita.
Fajita.
Fajita Rafai?
No, I was going to say, I would love it if she introduced herself to people and be like, my name is Sadia, and they're like, Sadia, like fajita?
I'm ready.
Oh, she's going to be real mad at me. So this is Aaron's and Aaron's alone. This is the very last card. It's for $4. Early models used cotton thread. Sorry, this was an object. Mm-hmm. Early models used cotton thread. A current affair. A current affair. Sock it to me. Catch some rays.
Wait,
a current affair.
It's like a wire.
So the early models used cotton thread. I will say the cotton thread was used as a filament.
Mm-hmm.
So it was.
Oh, a light bulb.
It is a light bulb.
Wow, Thomas Middleditch.
Aaron gets four. Did you say Thomas Middleditch?
Thomas Middleditch, inventor of the light bulb.
Wow, Thomas Middleditch. So here's what we have. JPC has $46.50. Aaron has $37.50. KJ has $11. We're going to lock off KJ's amount. They get that regardless of win or lose. All right, so all the money is out on the table. We can learn about somebody's aunt?
No, that sound means that we are entering into our fightening round. Adel, will you tell them what happens in the fightening round?
I don't know. Yes,
okay,
I do.
Well,
yes. The fightening round is what Aaron came up with, which I think is a brilliant idea. What's going to happen is, JPC, you currently have $46.50. Aaron has $37.50.
Thank you.
There's no much more money to win from Uncle Adel, but I will write a check to the winner. However, for this final round, it's winner wins whatever money they have at the end of it. Loser gets none of their money if they have any left.
Boy, oh boy.
And we're just going to do a speed round, and for every card you get right, you steal a dollar from the other person's pool.
Got it.
Love it.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. This is a classic story. Took place in an imaginary and illogical world. She'll never come for tea again.
Puzz.
Yep.
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland. So that is a dollar for Aaron.
Dollar for Aaron. Okay.
Here we go. Some of these are like real bad. Like Ben Casey. I don't know what that is. Hold on. Let me go. Sorry about this. This is a grab bag. Greek god of pastures and flocks. What a disappointed critic may do to a play. How 49ers.
Pause. Pan.
Pan is the correct answer.
Yeah. 49ers, they have pans. That's what they eat their breakfast in.
Grab bag.
Mm-hmm.
What some designers dress. A status symbol to have in your office. It may have bars. It can be a real pain.
Pause.
Yep.
Window.
It's a window.
Buzz.
Here we go. Occupation. A skin tightener. It's a gut-wrenching job. Stuffs turkeys, but not for dinner. Brings them back.
Buzz.
Yep.
Taxidermist.
It's a taxidermist.
It's a taxidermist, and that's someone who does taxes for dead animals.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you're a taxidermist. JPC, you have brought something in for Aaron to stuff.
This is very important to me.
Before, would you like to meet my wife?
Yes, of course I would love
She's right in here.
I'd love to meet your wife.
Say hello to the nice man.
Oh. Okay, so this is a stuffed bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she was my wife, and then she passed, and this is how she wanted to be kept. This is her legacy. She was my wife while she was an alive bear.
Sure, she's it's a bear wearing a wedding dress.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I have a.
Would you like to dance with my bear wife?
Okay.
I can put on some music.
Yes.
Would you like to watch us dance?
I think that. I'm getting that you want me to want that.
All right, well, what do you have to stuff?
Just a couple of dogs.
Insane. Here we go. We're going to fly here. A food. The French consume the most per capita. More than 2,000 varieties.
Puzz.
Yep.
Ass.
It is ass.
Puzz.
Give me that. Yes.
Macaroons. That was a joke, but keep going.
Wisconsin overtook New York as the top U.S. producer. Soft, semi-soft, semi-charmed, hard, and very hard.
Puzz. Third eye blind.
Free. Cheese.
It is cheese. Aaron gets that.
Symmetry.
Film title, The Dog Was a Drag. Meet the Griswolds, Wally World or Bust.
Puzz.
Yep.
Chevy Chase.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
I don't know.
Okay. Is National Lampoon's Vacation?
Mm.
Here we go. This is something that's done. This is a real card. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
I apologize. I am so sorry. This is something that's done. It takes a plastic surgeon, makes mountains out of molehills. Only boobs go in for it.
Like a breast enhancement?
It is breast enlargement. Aaron gets that card.
They just say breast augmentation now.
Augmentation.
Aaron, I want to see a scene. You are playing an inventor who has invented a breast augmentation machine.
Honey!
What?
Honey!
What?
Come in here!
I'm in here. You come in here.
Look what I made. Look what I made. Look what I made. Look what I made.
What's this?
Well, actually, all right, hold on. We have to use an example. Go get the bear and the wedding dress.
This is a grab bag, a type of sailboat. Harry Chapin sang a song about one. Alf's favorite snack. Don't let it out of the bag.
Buzz.
Yep.
A cat.
That is a cat. Chemical elements. This is a chemical element. First isolated on Earth in 1895. Used to treat asthmatics.
Puzz.
Yep.
Unobtainium.
Nope. Second most abundant element. Up, up, and away.
Puzz.
Yep.
Helium.
It is helium. Entertainer. We have two more. Entertainer. Helps build bodies. Doesn't mask her identity.
Puzz. Jim Carrey.
Nope. A sunny disposition. Has she got you, babe?
Puzz.
Yep.
Cher.
It is Cher. Last one. Film character. 100 years old, speaks in grunts.
Puzz, Groot.
Nope. Father is itchy, son is lumpy.
What?
Father is itchy, son is lumpy.
Puzz.
Yep.
Groot.
Nope.
I don't know.
Seven feet two inches tall, patterned after the cowardly lion in Wizard of Oz.
I have no idea.
Seven feet two inches. Yes.
Groot.
It is Groot.
What is it?
But yes, you have to say it the correct way. A cockpit star in Star Wars.
Oh, Chewie.
Full name?
Chewbacca.
JPC, can we get a middle and last name for Chewbacca?
Okay. Peter Mayhew. I think he just died. I think he just passed away.
Aaron got that last one. Aaron had 7. JPC had 3. So Aaron wins 4 of JPC's dollars. That puts her at $41.50. That takes, oh boy, this is real close. That takes JPC down to $42.50.
Wow.
So JPC has $42.50. Aaron has $41.50. KJ walks away with 11.
It's because you took that $15 from me early.
Yeah.
So JPC, you won by a dollar.
Okay.
You get $42.50. I will write you a check.
Yes.
Aaron, you get nothing. But hopefully, if people like this, it will return. Well, what do we think the hashtag should be if people want more of this?
Jesus Christ.
Adel, the title of this game was easy to digest and put into a hashtag. What was the title of this game? One more time. I think this is, by the way, the perfect hashtag.
Title of this game is Money, 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 Puzzies, Puzzies, Puzzies. It pays to be right. Adel Refai's Hundy Dolly giveaway based on the book Adeltude, My Life in Riddies and Puzzies. Uncle Adel writes a check.
Money, 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 puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right. Adel Refai's Hundy Dolly giveaway.
Based on the book Attitude, My Life in Riddies and Puzzies.
Uncle Adel writes a check.
So I hashtag Uncle Adel writes a check if you want to see this game again. And I can tell you that $42.50 is going straight up my nose. I am going to buy some Flo Days.
Oh, just like Sigmund Freud.
I would have given it away to people in need.
You just said you need money.
Yeah, to give to people who need.
Oh, boy.
Let's plug stuff.
Number one thing we want to plug.
Patreon,
yeah.
Every Friday we have new episodes for $5 a month. You get all those new episodes. There's already, I don't know, 17 banked.
There's
or
a bunch
like
of them.
So there's a bunch already in there. You're going to get new ones every week. You basically get double the amount of us.
The mm-hmm. trouble.
So if that's something you want, great. If that's something you want to curse others with, give it as a gift. But that's patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Myself, Adel Refai, I want to plug some podcasts that I was recently on. I was on Star Wars Minutes, so check that out, with Magic Tavern at the Star Wars Celebration. I was on Omen Cast, which is a wonderful sort of RPG supernatural podcast, so check that out. And also, I want to apologize. I think last time I promoted them, I said the title wrong. I was on Titanium Physicist Podcast, so check that out as well. I talked with Dr. Katie Bauman, who took the first picture of a black hole. And it was I felt more stupid than I ever have in my life, but it was a wonderfully fascinating conversation. So check that out. JPC?
Yep. You can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. You can follow me on Instagram at SharkBarkman. And that's pretty much it.
Follow me on Instagram at AaronKeefe10, and I'll plug all my shows there. And if you want free tickets to any of my shows, just message me on there.
Hell yeah. I also want to say, if we get 1,500 five-star reviews on iTunes, we're going to do another AMA. I think we're getting close there. So do a push for that. Everyone tell your friends. Run tell that.
Mm-hmm.
Do kids say that anymore?
Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't
they? Do kids still flip water bottles?
Yeah, and you know what else kids do? They get high, and they go all the way up to the planet
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.